The new Theatre Royal Lincoln proudly presents Royal Radio in partnership with Siren Radio. Each month, the MTR team, Alex from Siren Radio and Lauren, the theatre's newest reviewer, fresh from her PR degree, will be on air with stars performing at the theatre. Listen to music from the shows, interviews with the stars and the team who work tirelessly, providing Lincoln's oldest and most treasured entertainment venue with over 150 shows a year on 107.3 FM or through podcasts via the NTR website.
Thank you. Probably one of the longest epic-like jingles and promotional things we've ever put together. It's all thanks to Amelia, because I thought, you wrote it so well, Amelia, we must just get it voiced appropriately.
We'll include all of it.
Exactly. You know, new Theatre Royal Lincoln. We do have shorter versions, but we play that all over again shortly. But it is that time where we say welcome to Royal Radio. That's the show.
That is the show
that we've actually got. It's no longer just the show with no name. Royal Radio was definitely designed as the ultimate routine. And welcome, Amelia.
Thank you. Welcome to you too.
Marvellous. And to welcome, and welcome, Lauren. Indeed, it's wonderful. Princesses and a prince of theatre. It's all manner of routine. In the programme today, coming up shortly, we'll be speaking to Janie Smith from the County Amateur Operatic Dramatic Society, their epic piece, which is coming up very shortly, about a production where actually it's a puzzlement to me, Amelia. That's what I said. It is a puzzlement that we work through that. We've also got Sam Merrick talking about the Nick Ross Orchestra. And we'll be hearing from Lauren about her experiences as first reviews for Blake and others will be coming in for this fabulous new Theatre Royal Lincoln production. I think it's a case of we're gradually getting to know you. Cue the musical.
It's a very ancient saying, but a true and honest thought, that if you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. As a teacher I've been learning, you'll forgive me if I boast, and I've now become an expert on the subject I like most. Getting to know you. Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely
quite right too, from of course the musical The King and I, and a tune which may, just may, actually emerge with the awesome Chaos production, which is coming to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, or new Theatre Royal Lincoln, with of course the directing skills of an awesome soul, that would be the wonderful Janie Smith. Janie, how are you?
I don't know how I am. I feel after that introduction, but I'm fine, thank you very much.
Well, Janie, 2 years ago, just after, or shortly after, I believe Lisa and Natalie had actually sort of taken over the running of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln. It was relaunched. I was privileged to actually see the other couple of my colleagues, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and The Canine alone was just, you know, Academy Award winning. I mean, what that dog got to do, amazing.
Well, I have to tell you, Alex, that we have another one in The King and I.
Whoa!
it's not a rerun for Binky. We have a beautiful dog called Woody, who is a rescue dog and actually belongs to Peter Holbrook, who's Chaos Treasurer. And he will be playing Captain Orton's dog, the ship's dog, and he is a delight. I don't know what it is about me and dogs and musicals, but it's good. It's been very good for the children in the show to have such a wonderful little animal around to
exactly
entertain them.
Now, in terms of the fabulous work that Chaos is all about, not to be confused with another acronym, which is the different line entirely, Chaos is clearly the quality and the freshness that comes through from the Amateur and Operatic Society. I mean, it's to the whole team's credit that what you actually get there is indistinguishable from a West End professional production.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the thing about West End productions is that they have vast amounts of money to spend and probably vast amounts of time and so on to put these shows on. And they are amazing and wonderful and part of our heritage and so on. But what's also amazing is that local societies can also aspire to approach such amazing material and to put that on. And I think the thing about K-Odds is that they do have very strong production values. And they're not, I mean, I've worked with them twice. It's my second time around now. And they are a beautiful company to work for in that they are terribly friendly, but also have these high values. And there's none of this sort of nonsense. I didn't know what I was going to find when I worked with them. But, you know, there's usually the same old person plays the same leading roles and so on. But that isn't the case with K-Odds. They're very open to... My style is quite radical sometimes, a bit different, and they're not put off by that. They're brave, and they want to move forward, as they did with Sister Acts as well, of course. And that, for a director, is also quite thrilling, that you have a company that's hugely supportive of new ideas and fresh ideas, and maybe will take a bit of a risk. But at the heart, they know that it's important that we serve the writers of the shows, in this case with The King and I, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and everything is geared towards quality. And I think, you know, when people are coming to see a show, they expect to see some quality. I do, and there's no reason why an audience in Lincoln shouldn't expect the highest production values. And I hope that what we will present on stage in 3 weeks' time will be beautiful.
There's no hope about it, Janie. It clearly will. I mean, otherwise, it would be a puzzlement.
That's a very clever link there. Yeah.
Now, clearly, you mentioned Rodgers and Hammerstein, and in so many ways, the resonance of their music continues long into the 21st century. My first experience of The King and I was probably through the musical, probably through the actual movie with Deborah Kerr and Yul Brynner. What about yourself? When did you first encounter the joys of Anna and the King of Siam?
Same as you, Alex, really. I was taken as a little girl by my mum and dad to see it and was utterly captivated. One of the things I've written in my director's notes is that for weeks afterwards at school, I just kept drawing the biggest crinolines I could manage in my exercise books. That was the most enduring sort of vision for me, those amazing dresses that Anna wore and that beautiful film. And as you say, those incredible... iconic moments, Shall We Dance, and the music, which just is romantic and challenging. And the ballet, for example, is the most astonishing piece of music. It was unusual for two writers in 1951 to put in a 17-minute ballet in the second act. And it was very brave, I think, at its time. So, yes, as a little girl, I went along to the cinema, like most people. And I think that's probably the first encounter that most people have had. I think it's a blessing and a curse because, you know, theatre is very different to cinema.
Absolutely. And certainly that wonderful performance that in production you actually get. Of course, Yul Brynner was very much iconically linked with the role, probably forever will be. Who's taking on board the role of the King?
Well, yeah, Yul Brynner ended up playing about four and a half, nearly 5,000 times, I think he played
Indeed.
That role, performed it. We have the wonderful Lyndon Warnsby, who is, I think, well known to local audiences in musical theatre, a fine, fine, instinctive actor, first time I've worked with Lyndon, and I'm enjoying working with him enormously. He has great power and strength and presence as an actor, and ideally suited for the role of King Mongkut, but also has a wonderful sort of sensitivity as well, which is often lacking, I think, in performances that I've seen in this man. I think he's very conflicted, the King.
It certainly is something which, in terms of the narrative, what we see there is the whole challenge of change that Indochina was working through, the French Empire is coming to its end, the British Empire at its height. It's something which, again, one doesn't really notice until you look through history, that's exactly the lens that Rodgers and Hammerstein actually shone things like South Pacific, Sound of Music, and, of course, The King and I.
Yeah, and, you know, all these colonies that you talk about, you know, Siam is surrounded. Malaysia's gone, Burma's gone, Vietnam's gone, Cambodia's gone, Laos has gone, Singapore. In fact, Siam was the Thailand now as we know it, was the only country that actually managed to maintain its independence. And I think that was down to this incredible man and his son, actually Chulalongkorn, who followed him when he died.
Don't get me started on the heart-rending part of the final movie, part of the movie where the hand just simply slips. No spoiler alert there, but I'm sure what you'll do with that, Janie, will be phenomenal. Janie, it's been tremendous just sharing some thoughts with you, good self. A reminder that people can obviously check out The King and I at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln between Tuesday 25th of September and Saturday 29th of September, slap bang in the middle of Lincoln Book Festival. Fantastic. Go and see both, which is wonderful stuff,
yeah,
from that point
brilliant.
Of view. newtheatreroyallincoln.co.uk is the go-to place from that point of view. Are you already thinking about your next production, Janie?
No.
Is it case of I need to go
no.
and lie down in a
no.
darkened room?
Not at all. Not at all. One thing at a time. It's 150% full on for me, and nothing else must encroach on that. So we'll wait until it's over, and we'll have a break, and then we'll gather our thoughts.
Consummate professionalism, Janie, just like Mrs. Anna. You clearly demonstrate that in every way, shape, or form. And I've got to ask the question: did you actually start off by getting to know the cast with Getting to Know You?
Well, yes.
I just had this notion that you could actually get all of Chaos actually wander through, like, rather like the presentation of the children, basically. And you could have actually said, yes, fine, that's good.
I wish I'd thought about that. That would have been a great opening.
It's the County Amateur Operatic and Dramatic Society, brackets Lincoln, Chaos, a production of The King and I. Janie, it's been wonderful sharing some thoughts with your good self. We look forward to speaking again, hopefully after The King and I, with more exciting Janie Smith material. Will you return?
Thank you very much, Alex. Thank you.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? A chance when the last little star has left the sky. Shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen, shall we dance? Shall we dance? Shall we dance?
Why do you stop? You dance pretty. Go on, go on.
Oh, Your Majesty, I didn't realize I was... After all, I'm not a dancing girl. In England, we don't... Well, that is, a girl would not dance while a man is looking at her.
But she will dance with strange man, holding hands, etc., etc., etc.
Yes, not always a strange man. Sometimes a very good friend.
Good, we dance together. You show me, you teach, you teach, you teach.
Well, it's very simple. For Your Majesty, it goes 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1. Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
On a bright cloud of music, shall we fly?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we dance?
1, 2, 3, and.
Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye?
1, 2, 3, and. Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky.
Shall we still be together with our arms around each other? And shall you be my new romance? On the clear understanding that this kind of thing can happen.
Shall we dance?
Shall we dance?
Shall we dance?
And
one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, one, two, three. What is wrong? I know, I forget Anne. This time I remember. And one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three, and one, two, three.
Oh, splendid, Your Majesty.
Splendid. You have thrown me off count. One, two, three, and 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 one, two, three. But this is not right.
Oh, yes, it is. You were doing wonderful.
No, it's not right. Not the way I see Europeans dancing tonight.
Yes, it was. It was just like that.
No, we're not holding two hands like this.
Oh, no.
Was like this. No?
Yes.
A selfie. Yay! Capture your NTR experience and have a selfie with friends, family, or even the show's cast with Photo Booth in the Theatre Bar. You've thought of everything, Amelia.
Tried to.
I'm holding the new Theatre Royal Lincoln autumn and winter season programme in my hands here. So emotional, Amelia is almost choking with the emotion of the whole system. But we were listening there to the joys of Janie, the director of The King and I, which of course is coming up to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln in a matter of days, as we said in the actual piece there, Tuesday 25th of September to Saturday 29th of September. Will you be attending that, Lauren?
I'm not attending that one, no.
I feel as though I should read.
Really.
It does look extremely good.
Too much choice.
I mean, there is, actually. I mean, the brochure is so packed of amazing things.
Yeah.
It's just been outrageous. We haven't even had a chance to really feature the new idents and new jingles, which we've been featuring, but we will have those coming through. But when we last spoke in the Royal Radio Volume 1, when it didn't have a name, you were very keen to say you were heading off to see Blake. How were they? What was the 24th of August like? Was it everything you anticipated a Brit Award-winning vocal trio to be like?
It was more than what I was anticipating. It was just an incredible atmosphere, and they just had really good stage presence, and they were very funny and had a lot of charisma. It was just a really nice atmosphere. I think everybody just really enjoyed it.
So your first visit to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, as I say, a guest reviewer and line from that, what would you score it out of 10?
Blake, I think for my first show at the theatre, it was scored very highly. I want to say a 10.
There we are. The trio have actually sort of scored 10. We've got that line sort of through. And we just look around. What else are you going to be looking forward to? Because, I mean, looking ahead to some of the events that we've actually got, Wednesday the 19th of September, of course, Roy Chubby Brown live. ELO again on the 5th of October. We've already mentioned The King and I. Three fantastic days to check things out from that. But I think tickets are just about available for that. What's the next thing you're most looking forward to?
It's the Barricade Boys. So the performers on the West End have got a lot of show music. And I feel like they're going to be quite similar to Blake, so I think I'm really going to enjoy them.
They not only perform the world's greatest show tunes, but they also celebrate music from some of the most iconic names in the music industry, singing a variety of powerful ballads and beautiful operatic arias to some of the best pop, rock and swing numbers of all time at 7:30 p.m. on Friday the 14th of September, so literally hours away.
Indeed, not long
this
at all.
This is the whole thing. If you're listening to this on Siren Radio, 24 hours from now, Lauren will actually be in the new Theatre Royal Lincoln watching the Barricade Boys.
Yes, very excited.
And possibly available to actually take selfies as well, if any...
I think I will.
Lauren Vann's actually keen to actually have a selfie taken with yourself. You know, you'd be keen to address that whole thing, which makes perfect sense. And now, music is certainly the food of love, which continues in so many delightful ways. We mentioned ELO again. Hello again. So what they did there. The fantastic Return to the Blue Tour, celebrating the truly universal music of Jeff Lynne and the Electric Light Orchestra. I think, in fact, I'm fairly certain, actually, Amelia would be able to confirm this, that we might just actually have that little number, Mr. Blue Sky, emerging. Would we not, Amelia, for this?
So, yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. After this, The Joys of Sam Merrick and the Nick Ross Orchestra and much more on Royal Radio for you from Siren.
Royal Lincoln proudly presents Royal Radio in partnership with Siren Radio. Each month, the NTR team, Alex from Siren Radio and Lauren, the theatre's newest reviewer, fresh from her PR degree, will be on air with stars performing at the theatre. Listen to music from the shows, interviews with the stars and the team who work tirelessly, providing Lincoln's oldest and most treasured entertainment venue, with over 150 shows a year on 107.3 FM or through podcasts via the NTR website.
Excellent. Well, at least that makes it quite clear. And as we continue into the joys of the Royal Radio programme, we're delighted now to welcome Ace, correspondent, guest vocalist, effectively, with the upcoming sort of delights that are coming through with Royal Radio. We're talking, of course, about Sam Merrick. Sam, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good indeed. Now, Sam, share with us guest vocalist, but with whom?
The Nick Ross Orchestra. It's an orchestra I've been guesting with for the last nearly five years. They've been going for near on, I think, 20, 30 years now, and a very, very well-established big band.
And the joy of the big band is just, frankly, quite awesome. So share with us your own backdrop, Sam. How did you enter into the world of show business, and why are we privileged to actually have you upcoming at the new Theatre Royal Lincoln?
Well, I loved big band. I've loved jazz music ever since I was a young teenager, and I obviously pursued that further. I went to music college in London, studied there for 4 years, and my love for big band just grew and grew and grew. And I was lucky enough to just time it rightly that I came across the Nick Ross Orchestra, and they were looking for a new vocalist. They do a show called The Sounds of the Glenn Miller Era, which is the show that we'll be bringing to the new Theatre Royal, which features everything from the Glenn Miller era, so everything through from the 30s all the way through to the 50s and 60s of big band music. So think Glenn Miller, think Sinatra, think Duke Ellington, Count Basie, all of the great sounds of that wonderful era.
I'm tempted to use the phrase timeless when we hear about Glenn Miller, and I know whatever your thoughts about, was he alien abduction, did he sort of work for that? We've still got the sort of sense that actually the whole aspect of that era, in wartime as well, when he was working through that, it resonates, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, being relatively young, I'm not as young as I was, but in my mid-20s now, I've been drawn to it, and as well, I've got friends who aren't so much into the big band music, and then they've gone to see that music, and then suddenly they're like, oh well, why have we never actually been to see this type of music? It's fantastic. And there's sometimes a stigma associated with the older music, but as soon as we've played large festivals in the past where it's a slightly wider audience, and there's, you know, tons of people who might not necessarily have been to see a big band before in their lives, and every type of age group are absolutely loving it.
We'll bring in Aaron at this particular moment in time. Aaron, your thoughts on Glenn Miller and the bands and various other era?
Yeah, it's interesting just what you said there, because I think more and more young ones now have become interested in this kind of music and jazz. You find the audience is changing. There's a good mixture in there of young and old.
Yes, totally. I mean, you've got with the world that we live in now, music's a lot more accessible. There's a lot more subgenres, so people are more interested in discovering new and old music that there is new to them. So it's in big bands such a unique art form in terms of the ensemble size and the sound that comes out of that. You can't replicate that in a digital environment.
Just looking at the Nick Ross Orchestra, obviously band leader Nick Ross, a whole range of things. Is there something special about effectively having, you know, your trombones, your trumpets, your rhythm section, your saxes, that just is frankly, it's just not, it's you can't quantify the satisfaction of that.
You can't. I mean, I do other work in terms of stuff with trios and smaller ensembles, and I love performing no matter what it is. But when you're standing in front of a big band, singing in front of it, when I go to see them myself, the sound and the experience that washes over you experiencing a big band and that style of music is not like anything else. It's fantastic.
Royal Radio is obviously happy to promote the joys of the new Theatre Royal Lincoln, but I have to give a special name check for the fact that I believe you're performing in Musselburgh over in August. You've also done Swansea, Hopton-on-Sea, Radlett. It's the 6th of October, Lincoln, where you're actually heading off that. And then you're actually up to Yarm at the Princess Alexander Auditorium and Middlesbrough Theatre.
Yeah, so yay. Come and have a look. So
we love touring around all of the UK. I mean, it's another side to the touring side is that we get to see so many lovely parts of the country, touring literally all over from the far south coast all the way up to say Scotland. So it's a real privilege.
In case people are actually listening to this fancy sort of saying, oh, Middlesbrough, that's actually the 9th of March 2019. So
just
hit to that, because, you know, we just want people to sort of turn up in October and say, where are they? But if you want to touch base in Yarm at the Princess Alexander Auditorium, that's the 2nd of December 2018. But forget that. Come to Lincoln. See the joys of the Theatre Royal Lincoln on the 6th of October 2018. And fantastic things will actually happen. Have you performed at Lincoln before?
I haven't personally. I think the orchestra has in the past, but not recently. So I'm very excited to come to the Theatre Royal. So,
and are there any particular favourites that you have within the Glenmiller oeuvre, or indeed more within the Negros oeuvre, which you think, yeah, actually that's the one? I mean, secretly do you always think Chattanooga Choo Choo? That's the one for me.
Of
you know, all the classics.
I think there's one of the classic favourites. In terms of requests that we get is Little Brown Jug or In the Mood, Moonlight Serenade, all real classic Glenmiller tunes. I love one of the slightly, it's not specifically associated with Glenmiller, but a Glenmiller arrangement of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. I mean, that's a classic tune from that era. And again, one of those timeless pieces that will never grow old on people's ears.
And of course, don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else
totally.
But me.
Indeed, yes.
Wonderful for that perspective. We might just actually have that as a sort of final wrap-up at this particular moment. Nick Ross website, clearly you can check out details from that perspective and find out various other things, as well as going to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln show. Any other contact details that people should actually go to find out further information about yourself, Sam?
Yes, there's obviously the Nick Ross Orchestra website, which is nickrossorchestra.com. You can find Nick Ross Orchestras on Facebook, which is NRORC. At Facebook, you can find me across all social media at Sam Merrick Music. So that's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So, interact with us on social media. It'd be great to talk to you
indeed
on that.
Indeed, so. Well, I was delighted to see, Sam, that the social media was actually mentioned, because Nick, band leader, effectively suggested a good idea for Sam Merrick, our guest vocalist, to do this one, as he's in his 20s and might identify with the students in a better way than I might. Don't worry, Nick. We love it. It's not the age, it's the mileage, or something
indeed.
On that sort of basis.
Indeed.
Okay, final little task for yourself, Sam. I'll ask you to make a choice from some of the Glenmiller aspects, then we'll feature some Nick Ross as well. Strike Up the Band, Kansas City, String of Pearls, Green Eyes, In the Mood, I'll Never Smile Again, I Love My Wife, very good. Moonlight Serenade, Chattanooga Choo Choo, any of those float your boat, or indeed the aforementioned Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree with Anyone Else But Me.
Beautiful, beautiful tunes. I'd say I love listening to all of that music and love performing it as well. So.
Which one would you choose to end this particular interview, though? Putting you on the music production spot. I know it's
Strike
a tough call.
Strike Up the Band, I think. I think Strike Up the Band's a great tune.
Going to go for Strike Up the Band. Well, it's been fantastic. We're looking forward to hopefully catching up with you in Lincoln in October. It's going to be fantastic. Have you been to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln before, by the way?
I haven't, so I'm really, really looking forward to it.
I think you're in for a treat. It's an absolutely set scenario there. And, of course, you've been on Royal Radio, listening to all sorts of things. Glenmiller, basically trying to be. I mean, when he wrote this, I'm sure, Sam, he was effectively turning around saying, ultimately, I want this to do something which Sam and Nick Ross will be pleased to actually sort of connect with, really. So,
I'd like to think so.
Strike Up the Band. The lights off and the moon settles. An audience waits for the first moment of sound. The big band is poised, relaxed, but with eyes anxious for the lead. And then, as if giving body to an echo, the murmur notes of Moonlight Serenade, and the night, it seems, is suddenly full and timeless. Is it an evening with Amelia Chambers? Possibly the Chambers household. No, it's the Gross Orchestra presenting the sounds of the Glenn Miller era, and we were delighted to speak to Sam Merrick about that particular event. And Sam was so professional, Amelia, that he said afterwards, he phoned up and said, please, please, don't forget the special student discounts that are on offer. So, Amelia, talk to us about those special £13 student discounts.
So they have £13 tickets for all students. So if you head to the box office, to go into the box office with your student ID, then you will be able to pick up a £13 ticket to see this show. And tickets start from £19.50, so it's a big saving. But it will be such a beautiful show, especially in the setting of the theatre. Very traditional, great acoustics. So people are in for a real treat with that one.
Lauren, were you tempted to go and see the Nick Orchestra?
I am going to see
the
Nick Orchestra.
You are going. You are. Exactly. You've already said that. It's fine. Pay attention. That's the important thing. Okay, up next, a musical number which maybe, just maybe, is connected with one of the other upcoming events at the New Theatre Royal Lincoln.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Hey! Lauren, do you know which particular musical production that might be raising the curtain to? Because you may just be a tad too young.
I think I'm a tad too young.
A tad too young. Amelia Chambers.
I'm a tad too young.
Really?
Oi, what does
if
that
we brought
mean?
If we brought in if we brought in special studio guest audience, also happens to be Lauren's mum on this one. Surely, if I said "Bring me sunshine," it can only be referring to one particular artist or artists, couldn't it? Morecambe and Wise, an evening with Eric and Little Urn, to be precise, Wednesday the 17th of October, and this is looking good, Amelia.
This looks brilliant. They've actually both starred on the West End, and they're incredible. Apart but together hilarious. So I've seen some little snapshots of the show, and it looks brilliant. And I think Ben Elton credited saying, I never thought I'd see Morecambe and Wise live. I think I just have. So that's really good. That's on the 17th of October. And all tickets are £23, but the show should be great.
It's a bargain. I mean, a show for all the family from 8 to 80, a brilliant homage crammed full of the famous comedy sketches. Do you know, Amelia, if they actually do the toast sketch?
I don't know.
No.
I can check for you.
Classic line, of course. Classic Morecambe Wise line with respect to the André Previn number that wants to do the conductor, famous conductor, etc. Previn's very concerned about the music that's being played. He's saying, oh, I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order. Classic. Anyway, enough of such stuff. That's to come. The Cavern Beatles, of course, appearing on the 7th of October. And let's not forget our sister show, of course, Sound and Country Vision, Sarah Jane's Country Superstars. would you like to tell us about Sarah Jane's Country Superstars?
Well, it's apparently it's Europe's number one Dolly Parton tribute. And as an avid Dolly Parton fan, I think I'll be there. But no, this is a great feel-good show, full of the best country music from years gone by. So no, it's very good. Some spectacular costumes as well, as you can imagine.
Well, she certainly likes her rhinestone.
She does,
Dolly. And of course, country superstars including Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Kenny Rogers, Billy Joe Spears, Willie Nelson, and John Denver, all featured within that number. Lauren, Dolly Parton, any thoughts?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, no. Jolene, 9 to 5, Here You Come Again, or Islands in the Stream. Any of those particularly sort of approach you? Because Islands in the Stream, of course, a duet with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, I'm not too young for those ones.
Are you ever too young for a bit of Dolly Parton, though?
Never.
Yeah. So Islands in the Stream, would you say?
Yes, please.
Okay, after this, are ways in which you can support the new Lincoln Theatre Royal and much more. Lauren Ward is Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers singing Islands of the Stream.
I enjoyed it.
There we are. In case you're wondering who Aaron Craig was, who made a little cameo appearance in the discussion we were having with young Mr. Merrick earlier in the production, he was a chef from Teesside who just happened to drop in and said, fine. Much like your mum has today, right? It's fantastic. It's great yes. stuff. It's cameo roles. Life continues in its own way. Amelia, in the next few weeks, of course, we gear up for the pantomime.
We
I know
do.
It's difficult
the
to
Christmas,
think that the
say,
Christmas pantomime
it.
Is going
The Christmas
out.
Pantomime is upon us.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's
we
right.
have got Amelia Lilly as the Unicorn Fairy.
Same first name, that's about all we have in common.
X Factor, Celebrity Big Brother and West End star.
Like I said.
Awesome. Exactly. We have got, back by popular demand, of course, CBBC's very own Yonko. That would be Chris Johnson.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Models.
Yeah.
Janine Johnson as the Wicked Queen.
Who I saw perform with Paloma Faith the other week at Market Raisin.
Local powerhouse and big name collaborator.
Yes.
Very good. Sophie Gordy is the titular Snow White.
Yes.
A beautiful songbird,
yes.
star of the stage,
amazing.
And
amazing
leading books. Lady. And in addition to that, we have Barney Harwood as the Huntsman, Blue Peter presenter, of course, and CBBC's Prank Patrol star.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen CBBC's Prank Patrol star, but never mind. Master Chef contestant as well, so
yes.
he can cook something up for the cast.
Yeah.
Genius. And Joey Howard is there as Nurse Flossie.
That's right, Dame. He's our new Dame.
Comedian of the Year. Fantastic. Lauren. Does that cast alone begin to cause you to salivate with the delights that are in store between Friday the 7th of December and Sunday the 6th of January?
Yes, if there's a MasterChef guy there.
Well,
exactly.
Of course. And it won't salivate. Be processed food either, exactly. So,
what a description.
Take Amelia, Lily and Chris Johnson, etc. We've got a MasterChef guy there. Fine, you know, Barney scores it from that point of view. For the next show, of course, we'll be having a pantomime special.
I think so.
We won't. Sorry.
Oh, yes, we will.
Oh, no, we won't.
Yes, so we have our panto launch in a couple of weeks' time, where all of the cast get together, we take some lovely photographs, the press, yourself, Alex, everybody comes in, interviews them, and we all get to meet everybody and sort of lead the way into the rehearsal period before Snow White opens on the 4th of December for 68 shows. So we are in full panto swing very soon.
But let's not forget, of course, some of the awesome things that are still to come. We've got Flying Scotsman and the Golden Age of Steam on Sunday the 30th of September. We've got That'll Be the Day. The Nutcracker, of course, on Tuesday the 2nd of October. And because Royal Radio also does occasional time travels back to the 1st of September, the Guitar Hero story went down extremely well.
It did. So we featured that last time. It was really well attended. We nearly had a full house. And the performers were absolutely brilliant.
Wonderful Land or Apache? Which one would you go for?
Wonderful Land.
Thank you.
Okay, the perfect theatre trip. Four simple steps to make your visit to the new Theatre Royal Lincoln extra special. These steps are exactly what, Lauren? Or indeed Amelia? I don't know. I'm dealing with seconds
shall
to go.
Shall I?
Amelia.
Well, first off, visit our box office, obviously. We have... Alex is talking about our new season brochure, which is out now. So you can actually visit our website to
page
to have a look at this.
Page 24 is probably 24. The most awesome thing I've ever seen.
I know, it's lovely. And we have designed a lovely page that says your perfect theatre trip. So number one, visit our friendly box office and meet the ladies there. I would say ladies and gentlemen, because we have
Or teddy bears.
Or teddy bears. So Teddy is our mascot, and Teddy pops up everywhere in the theatre and around town, but he's helping out here, showing what people should do. So they can go to our box office and choose what show they would like to see. Then we have our candy corner, which is stocked with lots of goodies that you can take into the auditorium.
Keeps the sugar levels high, presumably.
Then you can go to our bar. Teddy's there again. He obviously likes to drink. And choose your drinks, and you can also order your interval drinks there. So they are ready as soon as the interval happens. Those drinks are there. And then take your seat, sit back and enjoy the show in our beautiful auditorium, which is 125 years old this year.
Exactly. It is quite simply awesome, and we have literally just covered a smidgen of the items that are coming up over October. We haven't even mentioned Dracula. Welcome to Dracula, with the Chantry Dance Company.
We haven't, and we should have.
Yeah, I think we should.
Because it's the second time that the company have visited, and their first show was beautiful, and this one is a brand new show set in a, I think it's a steampunk Victorian background.
You've got
backdrop.
Choreography by Ray Piper.
Yes.
What's not to appreciate?
Exactly. But it should be a really beautiful ballet, modern ballet, a bit different. We also have the Nutcracker this season, but this is a little bit of off-piste, but it will be just as impressive. And again, we have really reasonable ticket prices for that, starting at £13. So, and it's suitable for all ages. So any young ballet dancers that are interested in seeing a live
Where
performance,
else would you
would
find
be great
Dracula other than running a cabaret complete with dancing vampires?
I think you should have done the promo for this, Alex.
Yeah. The old Bela Lugosi. We just work our way through that. Children of the night, what sweet music they make. That's it, folks. We've pretty much wrapped up the second edition of Royal Radio. First edition of the show, which now has a name, Royal Radio, on Siren Radio.
And we must say thanks to everybody who voted for Royal Radio, because I did put a little poll out there to our Facebook followers, and the majority came back and said they liked Royal Radio, so here it is.
Exactly. And is there to be listened to at your leisure, whenever, not just live on Siren Radio, but also as a podcast as well. Lauren, you already said your next shows that you're reviewing are?
The Barricade Boys, the Nutcracker, it's a variety.
There you go. And we'll hopefully catch up with Dracula and a variety of other things, plus of course the pantomime special that's upcoming. Let's mention Take That, because Wednesday the 10th of October sees Take That Rule the World, a production which takes you through the musical highlights of Take That's career from the moment they first stepped on stage in the early 1990s to Robbie's huge success as a solo artist. Do you have a familiar Take That number you'd like us to wrap up the programme with?
Can you give me some options?
Back for Good, Never Can Forget, How Deep Is Your Love, Greatest Day, Rule the World, Shine, Relight My Fire.
Go Back for Good, please. A bit of an oldie.
I think that's
please.
Pretty much it. You've been listening to Royal Radio, and we will be back for good as soon as we can be, in the next couple of weeks, no doubt, on Siren Radio. What should we set theatrically? What should we break a leg? Is it a cliche?
No, let's do it all together.
One, two, three.
Break a leg.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Got a Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I say.
You excel at being free. Can't you find